This year we'll cover the material in the Gemara starting on Chaf Ches Mem Beis, about 20 lines down from the top of the Gemara. Just to get the conversation going, we were discussing the halachos of mitzvos ein trichos kavana, mitzvos trichos kavana, Rava in the Gemara is of the opinion that in order for one to fulfill a mitzvah, they don't need to have kavana latzeis, explicit kavana to be yotzei the given mitzvah, but rather just need to do the act of the mitzvah without it being simply misasik, which has not considered a maisa ha-mitzvah, an act of the mitzvah whatsoever. And Rava had run into some challenges from the other Amoraim. Particularly, the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rava, according to Rava, that mitzvahs ein trichos kavana, so it should be that when a person engages in sleeping in the sukkah, on the eighth day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, which is no longer the mitzvah of Sukkah, a person should be over on Baal Tosif. Why? Because according to Rava, mitzvahs ein trichos kavana, so a person doesn't need to have explicit kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. So even though a person is not intending to be yotzei the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah by sleeping in the Sukkah on the eighth day of Sukkot, nonetheless, there should be a violation of Baal Tosif according to Rava, because according to Rava, a person doesn't need to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah in the first place. So the Gemara brought a yesod from Abaye, that the Gemara brought a yesod from Rava to answer. That Rava is of the opinion, a special halacha within Baal Tosif, that Baal Tosif requires the zman ha-mitzvah. The lumdest explanation for that is more complicated than we have time for right now, but to suffice to say, the way Rashi understands, for Rava, in order to be over on Baal Tosif, you need to add to a pre-existing chafetz shel mitzvah. You need to add to a pre-existing item that's ordained for a mitzvah, such as adding a fifth tzitzis to the four konfos of tzitzis, or adding a fifth min to the arba minim, etc. But adding zman, adding time to a bracketed mitzvah that's bound by time does not constitute Baal Tosif. Why? Because once you're out of the purview of the time of the mitzvah, then adding on extra time is of no significance at all. Once you're out of the parsha of when the mitzvah is supposed to be done, your addition doesn't mean anything. And it's only significant, it's only considered the Torah only recognizes that addition as problematic when it actually relates to a pre-existing or given chafetz shel mitzvah. So the Gemara wants to ask kashas in this yisod. So we're again 20 lines down. The last one on the line, Masav Rav Shimon Bar Abba. So Rav Shimon Bar Abba asked the following question on Rava. Minayin l'kohen sh'ol l'duchan. How do we know that if a kohen who has to go to duchan, which means do brichas kohanim, sh'lo yomar, again, when a kohen does brichas kohanim, it says three brachos, yivarechacha, ya'er, and v'yasem. So a kohen shelo yomar hol v'nasli Torah reshus levarich es Yisrael, because the Torah gave me permission to bless Klal Yisrael, osif bracha achas mishali. I'm going to go ahead and go out on my own and add a bracha on my own. Kigon Hashem elokei avoseichem yosef aleichem. Like I'll add this bracha of that Kadosh Baruch Hu should add to you and make you great in number. Tam lomar. How do I know? The pasuk teaches me lo sosifu al davar, right? There's a violation of Baal Tosif. So in not only does Baal Tosif apply to, let's say, adding an extra min to the minim of lulav, but Baal Tosif also applies to an additional bracha of birchas kohanim. Gemara asks v'ha'acha kevan de baruch alei. But once you already made brichas kohanim, then the zman ha-mitzvah is already passed. Meaning, because once you've already been mekayim the mitzvah with the first three brachos, then you're out of the purview of the zman ha-mitzvah. V'ketani da'avar, and still says you're over on Baal Tosif by adding a fourth bracha. So isn't this a ra against Rava's yisod that Baal Tosif doesn't apply outside the scope of the zman ha-mitzvah? Says the Gemara, no. Really, 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 Rav Yisod is correct. Except this case is a case where you have not yet finished the brachos. So while you're finishing the third bracha, you add on this additional bracha to that third bracha, and that, therefore, since you are toch the zman ha-mitzvah, that's considered a violation of Baal Tosif. Vatanya, but the Braisa elsewhere says, siyem, that you were misayim the brachos. Says the Gemara, seeing bracha achas. It means you finished one of the brachos. Not that you finished all of the brachos, but you finished one of them. but you're still within the four brach, within the three brachos. Vatanya seeing kol brachosav, but the Braisa says you finished all the brachos. So if the Braisa says you finished all of the brachos, that's very difficult. If the Braisa says you finished all of the brachos, then that would imply that you're out of this Zman HaMitzvah entirely. So isn't this a raya against Rava's Yisod? How could Rava say that Baal Tosav is limited to Zman HaMitzvah? Says the Gemara, no. Birchas Kohanim is a different story. Shaini Hacha, Kivan De'ilu Misrumei Leitziburach Rina. Why is this different? Because if a person were to have a Kohen, were to become involved with another Tzibur who needs Birchas Kohanim, Hadar Mevarech, he will go ahead and make another bracha. So therefore, Kule Yom HaZmanehu, we view the whole day as part of the Zman HaMitzvah. In other words, the Gemara is being Mechadish, not a Chiddush in Baal Tosav. Rather a Chiddush, how do you define the Zman HaMitzvah of Birchas Kohanim? Is it limited to the first act of Birchas Kohanim? Or does it extend the whole day, given the fact that potentially a person could always do Birchas Kohanim again and again and again, if the Kohen were to become involved with another Tzibur? So says the Gemara Chiddush, given the fact that a person could be involved with another Tzibur, we view the entire day as a Zman HaMitzvah. And now the Gemara wants to bring a Raya that this idea is plausible. Umina Temra, we are about to start the wide lines of the Gemara Chav Chesma base. How do I know that something that, even if one person's already accomplished a given mitzvah, if the tzibur would present itself to require that person to do the mitzvah again, that's considered within the Zman HaMitzvah, that's not, because the Mishnah says in Erevin and Zvachim, what's the background here? When a person would bring a karban, there's a requirement to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. There's a din of Zrika. So some korbanos require different forms of zrika. One form of korban requires what we call matana achas, which is one sprinkle of blood kineged the yisod, opposite the bottom part of the mizbeach. And there are other things that's called matan arba. Matan arba is when all four sides of the mizbeach need to receive the blood of the korban, and that was done in a process called shtayim shehem arba, which is that they would throw the blood on the sharp point of the corner of each northwest and southeast side of the Mizbeach, and the blood would spread on both sides from the corner. But again, different karbanos, we'll see exactly what we're talking about here. But let's say they got mixed up. Ditznan. Hanitanim b'matana achas, shinis arva b'nitanim matana achas. Let's say the blood of matana achas got mixed up with other blood of matana achas. So you nasnu matana achas, you put it in matana, you just do one matana for all of them. Let's say, for example, a person had a bechor. A bechor is the firstborn of the animal. It's to be brought in the mizbeach of certain kinds of animals, kosher animals. And the din is that blood is matana achas. And let's say you have blood of meiser behema. Meiser behema is the 10th animal. That's kodesh. That's also be brought in the mizbeach. Let's say those two bloods get mixed together. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you not do matana achas. What's the big deal? Do matana achas and you're fine. Matan arba. Let's say you have a different scenario. The blood of some that's supposed to be thrown four times mizbeach gets mixed up with matan dalid. So what's the din? You not do matan dalid. You do a b'matan dalid, only you do four times. So again, even though the different karbanos, so let's say it's a karban of a karban ola or a karban toda, which are both matan arba, so even though they're different karbanos, since at the end of the day the requirement is to do four times, you can do it four times. Let's say matan dalid b'matan achas, but let's say the following problem. Let's say the blood of the matan arba gets mixed with the blood of the matan achas. So now you have a problem, because on the one hand, vis-a-vis the matana achas, I'm only supposed to do one matana, but vis-a-vis the matan dalet, I'm supposed to do four. So what do? You have a clash. So machlokas tanoim. Reb Elezer omer, yinasnu matan dalet. Reb Elezer says, you treat it as if it's matan dalet, and do matan dalet. Reb Yeshua omer, yinasnu b'matana achas. Reb Yeshua says, we down scale back everything and treat it like matana achas, and do matana achas. And the Gemara explains this machlokas. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, Hare, if you only do matana achas over al batigra, you're doing bal tigra. What's bal tigra? Detracting from the chafetz shel mitzvah. Subtracting from one of the mitzvahs ha-Torah. So, vis-a-vis the matana arba, the Torah said do it four times. Now you're only doing it once. Isn't there bal tigra? Rabbi Yeshua responds in turn, I'm the Rabbi Yeshua, Harehu over al bal tosif, but you're being over on bal tosif. Because the Torah vis-a-vis the matana acha said, do it once. By doing it four times, you're being over on bal tosif. Amar le Rabbi Lezer, lo namar bal tosif, el kshehu ba'atzmo. When do we say bal tosif? That's only when the blood is by itself. In other words, if the matana achas was by itself and you did it four times, that would be bal tosif. But when it's mixed up with matan, when it's mixed up with matan arba, so we don't call that bal tosif anymore. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, so too lo namar bal tigra el kshehu ba'atzmo. We only say bal tigra when the matan arba is by itself. So now the matan arba is mixed with the matan achas, we don't call it bal tigra, to only do it one time. So in other words, the tainas of bal tigra and bal tosif don't apply here in either direction because there's a taroves of damim, there's a mixture of blood. V'od amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua brings another taina against Rabbi Lezer. I say it's only one time. Why? Because kishalon asata, let's say I don't do the matan arba, but rather I only do matan achas, and I leave it where it is. So, avarta bal tigra, and you want to say there's a problem with bal tigra, v'lo asisa v'aisa biyadecha, but you didn't actually do anything actively. You sat there and did nothing. It's shav bal taisa. Kishon asata, but if when I put the matan arba together with the matan achas, and I'm actively going ahead and violating bal tosif in this case, avarta bal tosif, v'asisa v'aisa biyadecha. Not only did I violate bal tosif, I did it actively. So isn't it better to keep the status quo and just do matana achas and not do any active violation of any halachos? That's Rabbi Yeshua's final claim. And now the Gemara analyzes. V'hahacha came into Yav le'matana mibachor avr le'zmane. But what happened here? Let's say you're going to do it four times according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yeshua is assuming, well, there's a problem with bal tosif by adding, unless you accept the claim of bifnei atzmo as an important factor. But the Gemara analyzes here. But once you did the first matana, so then you were already yotzei the mitzvah of matanas habachor. So avar leizmane, so vis-a-vis that mitzvah, the time the mitzvah is over. V'ktani da'avar mishum bal tosif, but bal tosif seems to be still on the playing field. How could, according to Rav Yisod, that bal tosif doesn't apply after this matana mitzvah, once a person's been yotzei the mitzvah of matanas habachor, how could it be that bal tosif is still in play? Isn't it true that bal tosif stops when a person's mekayim the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, lav mishum d'amrinan kevan d'ilu misramei lebuchrach rina hader mizeh hader mazeminei. So therefore, kula yom hazmanei. The Gemara says, no, it must be like Rava's answer, or the answer that we brought by Berachas Kohanim. Lav mishum, is it not because d'amrinan we say, if a person, another bechor, came into his possession, hader mazamine, he'd do hazaya again from the bechor. So therefore, kula yom hazmane. It has to be, again, not to say that bal tosif extends beyond the zman mitzvah. No. This is exactly Rava's yisod, that just really bal tosif ends after the zman mitzvah. But what can we do? It has to be a different shot here when it comes to other mitzvos. If a person has a chance, if need be, to be mekayim the mitzvah again, so zmana mitzvah is still in force. So therefore, just as by Birchas Kohanim, and we said before that if the zmana mitzvah, if a person could have another tzibur, the zmana mitzvah is still in play, and therefore Baal Tosef is on the table, so too when it comes to the matanos. And that's from where Rava gets his yisod, that there's a chiluk between certain cases where the mitzvah is still in play, where the mitzvah is no longer in play. Well, the Gemara asks, but can't you just say the opposite? Mimai, how do I know this svara makes sense? Doma kasava Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvahs over alein afilu shlo bizmanon. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can be over on the mitzvahs shalom is manon. Maybe exactly the point. Rabbi Yeshua is not a raya for Rava, or Yeshua's a raya against Rava. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua thinks Baal Tosef is still in play is because he thinks it exists even outside the Zman HaMitzvah. So the Gemara's answer is assuming that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold what the Gemara doesn't want him to hold. No, Anan Hachi Kamrinan. Here's the raya that we're trying to bring. Because the Gemara is bothered. Why did Rav Shimon Bar Abba not ask from this Mishnah? How come he asked from the Brisa by Berchas Kohanim? Rav Shimon Bar Abba, my time is Shavik Mas Nisan Mosiv Mi Brisa. It's very odd. Usually we assume that more authoritative source is a Mishnah over a Brisa. So it's very strange. Why did Rav Shimon Bar Abba decide to ask from the Mishnah more than the Brisa? Losiv Mas Nisan, he should have asked from this Mishnah of Matan Arba. So why? Because Mas Nisan, my time alone, Mosiv, how come he didn't ask from the Mishnah? Came in the Ilum Misraim Le Buchrach Rina. Boy, Mazemine, so Kuliyom is Manehu. The reason is because if a person were to have another Bechor, he could do Hazaya again. It comes out that Kuliyom is Maneh. So too, the reason why Rav Shimon Bar Abba didn't ask from the Mishnah because he could have answered the Mishnah based on this different approach, and not because Baal Tosef extends beyond the Zman HaMitzvah. No, rather, Baal Tosef is limited to the Zman HaMitzvah, except that here, when it comes to the Matanos, if a person were to have another Bechor, he could do a Matan Achas again. So too, Brisa Nami. The Brisa also, you could answer this way. That if another tzibur were to come and the kohen would need to make another birchas kohanim, so we say kuli yom azmane. So what's very important here is that given this analysis, that the taina of against Rava is no stronger from the Mishnah than from the Brisa, the Gemara supports its answer that saying really Rava is correct and Baal Tosef doesn't exist beyond the Zman HaMitzvah, except that in certain cases the Zman HaMitzvah is extended. How so? If Lu Yitzuyer, if one could conceive a scenario where the Zman HaMitzvah would come back because of the circumstances, if the opportunity would present itself once more, so we extend the Zman HaMitzvah. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, so why did Rav Shimon Bar Abba actually ask for the Brisa? Meaning Rav Shimon Bar Abba thought it was a legitimate question. So Gemara justifies his question. Hasam lo sagi de lo yayiv. When it comes to Dam Zvachim, and a person has another Bechor, so he has no choice. He has to do it. Hacha, Ibai Mevarech, Ibai Lo Mevarech. Meaning, when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, a person doesn't have to bring himself into the situation where he's chayv to the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim again. A person, once he's already been Yotze, is chiv Birchas Kohanim for the day, that mitzvah ends for that day. It's only by karbanos where a person has no choice. So therefore, I understand the svar of Shimon Bar Abba says, I think you're right, you can say the zman of mitzvahs matanos, matanas damim, extends all day when it comes to karbanos because the kohen is behechrech, he has no choice. What can he do? But when it comes to a mitzvah like brichas kohanim, where it's an elective, you could very easily say that mitzvah ends once the mitzvah has been miskayim, and therefore he had a question from Baal Tosef. Okay, let's go over the Rashi's. Rashi the Maskel Bishalosiim. It's about 9 lines down, so the skinny lines of Rashi Bishalosiim. Meaning, again, the Gemara brought a raya against Rava and assumed it was Bishalosiim. Ela Hosifa Bamsa, he added brachos in the middle. That's how the Gemara explains. No, he was still involved in the mitzvah. Vasiim Ktani Bebraisa. The Brisa said Siim. So the Gemara said no, because it's Kula Yom Azmane, because another tzibur could come. Hanitan Matana Achas. What is an example of Matana Achas? Kigon Dam Bechor Shinis Arif Bedam Bechor Chavero. Oh, Bedam Meiser. These are examples of Matana Achas. The Dam of a Bechor, firstborn animal, that was mixed up with another Bechor. Oh, Bedam Meiser. Oh, Meiser Behema, which is also Matana Achas. So Yinasnu b'Matana Achas. They're given Matana Achas together. V'arayesh b'mishneyan v'olishneyan. Because the blood gets all mixed. So there's blood of each korban within that sprinkling. And you're yotze the mitzvah. Matan Arba. What's an example of Matan Arba? Shlamim v'asham v'ola v'toda. All different forms of korbanos. So Rabbi Yeshua again holds you do one. And Rabbi Elazar holds you do four. So Gemara tried to explain it. Rabbi Yeshua says you do one, even though doing four is not sufficient. Doing one is not sufficient for the matan arba because it's a Baal Tosef problem. And the Gemara says it must be that Rabbi Yeshua thinks because a person could have another korban mechor that day, he's considered b'chal mitzvah. And the Gemara says no. Dilma kasav Rabbi Yeshua u'mitat yanach masnisan mibraisa ikulos suvi l'rava. It's not that though the Mishnah's arrived for this new idea that because kol yom azmanei who. Because another person could bring a Bechor. No, it's a Raya against Rava. Rava's wrong. Because really the Mishnah assumes that Baal Tosef exists beyond his Mana Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Anan hachi ka'amrinan. Anan demaisinan siyata mehata. Why did I bring a Raya from this Mishnah against this point? Mishum di'i hadar. Meha, the time Mishum di Hadar Misrami Le Vechule, meaning for this, he sort of, if a person would have the chance, he could do it again. Hachi Karmian Le Rav Shimon. My time is Shavak Mas Nisan, Hanitan Matana Achas. Why do you leave over that Mishnah of Matana Achas? Mishnah Bishchitas Kadshim. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim, Rashi says. And he asked from a Braisa, Losi Mas Nisan. The Alima Lakshri, Rashi explains, because the Mishnah is a stronger proof. And the Gemara says, no, Elamai, why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Because you could answer from the Mishnah. And Rav Shimon Bar Abba says, no, I couldn't ask from the Mishnah because Lo Sagi de Lo Yoiv, Ihadar Misramile, the Kudshim Lo Mafsid. A person has no choice. If another Bechor were coming to the Kohen's purview, he'd have to do the Mitzvah because he can't be Mafsid Kudshim. But when it comes to Brichas Kohanim, he has the choice. That's all one way to get at this kasha again from Abaye. How come Baal Tosef doesn't apply if a person sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres according to Rav Yisod? Now, one answer again was Baal Tosef requires a Zman HaMitzvah. Now the Gemara is giving a second answer. The Gemara brings up Bishem Rava. Others change the Girsa to Rava. We can call it Rava number one, Rava number two. It doesn't really make a difference. But it's a new Yisod, a new answer. Rava Amar. Rav himself gives a new answer. Really, let's say Baal Tosef could exist beyond the Zman HaMitzvah. So why is there no, and really mitzvos ain't shrichos kavana. So why is there no Baal Tosef, a person sleeps in the sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres? Rav Amar no. Let's say, he gives the following split. Let's say, lo by kavana, la'avor by kavana. A big chiddush. Rav's final yisod is the following. In order to be yotze the mitzvah, it's true, you don't need kavana. But to violate Baal Tosef, you do need kavana. Asks Gemara, v'matan damim l'Rav Yeshua d'lavor v'lo by kavana. But Rav Yeshua assumed that there was Baal Tosef going on within the matan damim case, because if a person does additional matan damim from the matana achas, then. There still be Baal Tosef to add matanos, but I don't understand. Velo by kavana, it doesn't imply that you need kavana there. You're not being miskaving when you're being zorek the dam again, but still in all, because all your kavana is obviously not for the matana achas. Your kavana with the additional zrikos is for the matan arba. But I thought, according to Rava, you need kavana for Baal Tosef. So why is the Mishnah assuming that there's Baal Tosef in this case of matanos? So the Gemara rejects this. Ella Amar Rava, a third approach. And this is something that combines the two ideas. Really, the idea is like this. Latzeis lo boy kavana. In a chanam mitzvos ain't shichas kavana to be yotze a mitzvah, you don't need kavana at all. The la'avor bizmano, also lo boy kavana. And to be over bizmano, Baal Tosef bizmano, again, you don't need kavana. Just like matanos. If you're in the zman mitzvah, it follows mitzvos shichas kavana. But Baal Tosef, according to the final Yisod of Rava, follows the rules of mitzvos trichos kavana. Just as mitzvos ain't trichos kavana to be yotze, so too Baal Tosef bizmano. But shalom bizmano, but outside the zmana mitzvah, by kavana, you need to be bechavin. Now, according to this, Rava retracts from his original Yisod, if we assume this is Rava, not Rava, or vice versa. In other words, originally in Rava, we thought that there's no such thing as Baal Tosef outside the Zman HaMitzvah. Again, because Rashi says Baal Tosef requires a given chetza, and adding to a time is not called that considered Tosefes. But now Rav is really saying no. Bat Tosef and Achanami can exist outside the Zman HaMitzvah. But in order to do that, it breaks the regular rules of mitzvahs. Regular rules of mitzvahs, according to Rav, don't need kavana. But outside the Zman HaMitzvah, in Achanami, Bat Tosef is shayach. But a person needs to be machavein. So the Gemara, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, let's say slow boy kavana. To be yotze the mitzvah, you don't need kavana at all. De belav miskavein yotze de chayvaso. Because without kavana, you are yotze your chiyuv. Belavor, to be over on Bal Tosif, boy kavana. She is kavin l'shum mitzvah. V'ilo lo avar. And without that, you're not over. So that again, in that stage of the Gemara assumed that even shalom bizmano, or even bizmano. And the Gemara asks, v'hamatan damim, she'im miskavin b'shar matanosav l'shem b'chor. Because the presumption is for the additional matanos, the additional zrikos, the giving on the Mizbech, you're not being miskavin l'shem b'chor. V'ka'am Rabbi Yeshua, hari over al batosif, you're being over al batosif. And the Gemara gives its final answer, that bizmano, for Rava, even for batosif, you don't need kavana. But shalom bizmano, you need kavana. Now the Gemara gives another case of tikiya shofar. Amr Rebizera l'shema'e, Rebizera said to his servant, this is a Gemara that appears later on, we've seen this Gemara already in Daf Lamed Gimel, Ikavin v'takali. Have kavana and be motzi me when you blow for me. So alma kasavar, mashmiya by kavana. So it sounds like the Rebbe Zera holds the mashmiya, the tokeya, needs to have kavana. Mesi vei, but I'll bring you a ride that the mashmiya doesn't need kavana. Haya over me'achor beis ha'knesses, oshad beis ha'samach beis ha'knesses, v'shama kol shofar kol megillah, im kivin libo yatza, v'im lav lo yatza. The Mishnah said on Chav Zayin that if a person's passing behind shul or behind or his house is near shul and he hears the kol shofar or kol megillah and the shomea is mechavein, he's yotzei. If the shomea is not mechavein, he's not yotzei. Ask the Gemara, v'chi kivin libo my havi. Even if he's mechavein, that doesn't help. Heich lo kam mechavein adai to didei. But the tokeya, who is blowing in shul, did not have kavana to be yotzit motzi him. In other words, the rai against Rabbi Zera's story, because Rabbi Zera's story assumes that the mashmi, the tokeya, needs to have kavana for each person he's being motzi in the mitzvah. But how could the batokeya in shul have any idea that there's a guy following behind his house or following behind the shul in the backyard to be yotzit in the mitzvah? So isn't it a raya that the mashmiya doesn't need kavana? Says the Gemara, no, hacha b'shliach tzibur askin. We're on top of Chav Tesman Aleph again. Hacha b'shliach tzibur askin in the daita kulei alma. The answer is no. Really, 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 the mashmiya does need kavana, like Rabbi Zera. Except that here we're talking about a shliach tzibur, and the presumption is that shliach tzibur, when he wants to do a mitzvah, has da'as, has intention to be motzi anybody who could come into his purview. So therefore, the presumption is he even has das for the people that are following behind the shul. And the Gemara brings another raya on this question. Tashima niskavin shomea v'lo niskavin mashmia. We've seen this brisa before as well. Niskavin mashmia v'lo niskavin shomea lo yatza. Right? If the shomea is mechavin and the mashmia is not mechavin, or the mashmia is mechavin and the shomea is not mechavin, he's not yotze. Achi iskavin shomea u'mashmia. What does that imply? So Gemara's medai kitani. So that if anything, it sounds like they both need kavana. But the Gemara says no. Kitani mashmia dumi de shomea. The Brisa seems to equate mashmia with the shomea. How so? Mashomea shomea la atzmo. Af mashmia mashmia la atzmo. Meaning, just as the kavana of the shomea needs to, the intention that he needs to have is to be yotze his own mitzvah, so too, the mashmia needs to have kavana for himself to be yotze. Uktani lo yatza, and the brisa says lo yatza. What is the Brisa saying lo yatza on? Only when the mashmiya doesn't have kavana to be motzi himself. But so long as the mashmiya has kavana to be motzi himself, just as the shomea's kavana is limited to himself, then they're both yotzei. In other words, from the fact that this Brisa equates the kavana of the mashmiya with the kavana of the shomea, that sounds like the kavana of the mashmiya is limited to that which the shomea needs to be mechaving to. mitzvah mechavin for. I'm sorry. And the shomea obviously only needs to be mechavin for his own mitzvah. He doesn't need to be mechavin for anybody else's mitzvah. Why would that be the case? If not for the fact that we assume, and if that's true, and the mashmiya's kavana is patterned after the shomea's kavana, that would also imply the mashmiya only needs to be mechavin to be able to, for himself to be able to the mitzvah. Why would that be if not for this idea that the mashmiya doesn't have to be kavana to be motzi the whole olam? So isn't Brisa a raya that you don't need kavana to be motzi for the mashmiya? So it's against Rabbi Zeira. Says the Gemara, no, this itself is really a machlokas tanayim. Tanayihi. Whether the mashmiya needs to be have kavan, not just for himself to be yotze, but to be motzi the shomea in his chiyuv, is machlokas tanaim. The Tanya, shomea la'atzmo, u'mashmiya, mashmiya lefi darko. The Tanakhama says the shomea has to be shomea for himself, and the mashmiya as if you normally would, meaning only for himself. So Tanakhama seems to concur that a mashmiya doesn't have to be a kavana to be motzi the whole olam. That's only true by Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because he argues, he assumes that really the Mashmiya needs to be Mechavin, to be Motzi everybody. But the Shliach Tzibur, there's a given presumption that he's going to be, he has Kavana to be Motzi everybody around him. But when it comes to a Yachid, he's not Yotzei unless the Tokeya has Kavana to be Motzi the Shomea and the Mashmiya. Why? Because really, according to Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Zeira, the Mashmiya needs to have Kavana to be Motzi everybody. That's how we pass in the Halacha. The only reason why the Brice said Mashmiya Lefi Darko, he can just do the way he normally would, is because he's a Shliach Tzibur, where the presumption is he has everybody in mind. But when you can't safely assume that the guy has everybody in mind, like he's not a Shliach Tzibur, then you can't say that he can just do it normally. So this is, in fact, the Machlokas Tanai. Let's see Rashi on the top of Chav Tesam at Aleph is Ikavin v'takali, have kavana and blow for me to be yotzei. Tiskavin litkoa b'shmi, have kavana and blow it for my sake. Lo tzi'eni dechayvasi, yishvi motzi mi my chova, mashmiya by kavana, lohotzi ha-shomea. Rabbi Zeir assumes the mashmiya needs to have kavana to be motzi the shomea. Let's go through the file. Let's go weiter. The Mishnah Chav Tesman Aleph, the last Mishnah, I believe, in the Parak, reads as follows. Now that we've discussed the different dinim that shofar requires kavanas halev, the Mishnah brings a story about kavanas halev and its effect for tefillah. The psukim describe the following with the war between Klal Yisrael and Amalek in Parshas Bishalach. The pasuk says, "Vayaka asher yarim Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael." That when Moshe would lift up his hands, we know this from Chumash, that Klal Yisrael would win the battle. V'chi yadav shel Moshe osos melchama o shovros melchama. Is it possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands affect the battle one way or the other? No. The nitzachon of Klal Yisrael, or the victory or loss of Klal Yisrael, is talei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela lo malach, the pasuk teaches me the following idea. Kol zman shehayu Yisrael mistaklin klapei mala. Whenever Klal Yisrael would see Moshe's hands, which would motivate them to look heavenward and pray, and they would turn their hearts over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would win. And if they failed to have proper kavana satfila, they didn't keep themselves mishubad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would lose. Kayotze Badavar, similarly, another phenomenon like this, Ata Omer, the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, with respect to the Nachash and Nechoshas, the copper serpent that provided refuah for being bitten by a snake. What does that mean? Aselecha Saraf v'simo so'al nes, make a serpent, put it on a staff, v'akol nashuch v'ra'al so'vachai. Anybody who is bitten by the snake, will look at the serpent and live. V'chi nachash memes or nachash mechaya? Does the serpent actually have, you know, healing powers itself? Chas v'shalom. Absolutely not. Ela bizman sheyisrael mistaklim klapei mala u'mishav nesliban lavim shemashamayim hayu misrapim. When Klal Yisrael would look at the serpent and they would mishabed their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would have refuah. V'im lav hayu nimok. And if not, they would wither away and die. Chas v'shalom. And then the Mishnah adds off with the following Yisod, which is very important for many halachos. That a cheresh, a shot of the katan, somebody who halachically is not considered a bardas, a cheresh, somebody who's deaf, deaf mute, or a cut, or a shot of someone who's mentally impaired, or a katan, somebody who's not of the halachic age of godless, cannot be motzi the rabbim yidei chavasan. Zeaklal kol sheinu mechuyev v'davar inu motzi atarav yidei chavasan. Anybody who's not a bar chiyuva, anybody who's not halachically obligated in a given mitzvah, cannot be motzi the rabbim yidei chovasan. Can't be motzi the rabbim their chiyuv. Okay, and these people who are not themselves bar chiyuva cannot be motzi the rabbim their chiyuv. Tanu Rabban on the Gemara continues, and it records the following statement on Chaf Tesvan Aleph halfway down the page. Hakol chayavim, everybody in Klal Yisrael is obligated to tkiyas shofar. Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim, whether you're a Kohen, you're a Levi, you're Yisrael, Gerim, or you're a convert, Va'avadim and Eved Kenani, Mishuchrarim, who are now been freed and are treated like Yisraelim l'chol divrayhem, V'tumtum v'androgynous, a tumtum is somebody who has, it's unclear as to what gender they have, their private area is covered over by skin, we don't know if they're female or male, v'androgynous is somebody who has both of the simanim, both of the private organs, of a male and a female, mishechetzu eved chetzu ben chorin, or somebody who is a chetzu eved chetzu ben chorin. What's a chetzu eved chetzu ben chorin? Somebody who is an eved who's owned by two masters. He's partially called an eved, and he's partially a ben chorin because one of his masters freed him and one of his masters did not. So since he's chetzi ben chorin, which is halachic bar chiyuva, just like an eved mishuchrar, that creates him to be a bar chiyuva in mitzvah tkiya shofar. So the Gemara then explains as further. Tumtum, eno motzi lo asmino, velo asheino mino. A tumtum, somebody who we don't know if he is a bar chiyuva or not, cannot be motzi mino or eno mino. He can't be motzi somebody who's like him, meaning, or somebody who's not like him. Why? Because it's a suffix. Maybe the person who's trying to be motzi is the opposite gender from what he is. Androgynous, motzius mino, avalo she'eno mino, but androgynous, who wants to be motzi, wants to discharge the obligation of another androgynous, can do so, but not somebody who's not like him. Somebody who's like him, he can be motzi because they're miman of shachta the same, either way you look at it, but not eno mino. Misha chetzev and chetzev ben chorin, eno motzi lo asmino, avalo she'eno mino. And chetzev and chetzev ben chorin, again, is stuck. He can't be motzi mino or eno mino. Why? Because he's a chatzi eved. So the chatzi eved mixes up the chatzi eved shebo, the half of the eved that's within him, gets mixed into his status of ben chorin. And that messes up his ability to be motzi somebody else. Rashi explains the details. Rashi diramaschil v'avadim mishuchrarim. Aval avadim lo, but regular avadim kananiim, somebody who's not yet been freed, is not chayev in tkiyas shofar. Dechol mitzvah she'ena isha chayeves bo, any mitzvah that a woman's not obligated in, ain't ha'eved chayev bo. And a woman's not obligated in mitzvah tkiyas shofar. Why? We've seen this in the fourth parak, because tkiyas shofar is a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, it's limited to the first day of Tishrei. And therefore, women are not obligated. Just as a woman is not obligated, and the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that we treat an Eved Kenani for his chiyuv b'mitzvot like women, so too an Eved Kenani, a full-fledged Eved Kenani who's not yet been freed, is not chayav in tkiyas shofar either. Tumtum v'androgynous cannot be motzi, are chayavim. Why? Because maybe it's a suffix, shema zachar, when they might be male. U'mishachatu Eved is still chayav, mishum tzad chayro shebo, because he's half free. And then the Gemara explains, Tumtum eino motzi asmino, a tumtum, who we don't know what he is, cannot be motzi somebody who's like him. Tumtum kamoso, shema tokeaz a nekeva v'chaver zachar, because maybe the tokeaz a nekeva and the shomeaz a zachar, or vice versa. We don't know who's who. And the nekeva's not a bar chiyuva anyway. Androgynous is motzi mino, androgynous kamoso, and androgynous just like him. Dibas or zachars azlas shteim chayavim. If you treat him as a zachar, then they're both chayiv. V'ibas or nakvas azlas, if you treat them as female, shneim p'turim, they're both potter, so it doesn't make a difference. Misha chetzu, ev'chetzu menchorin, so he's stuck. Because the tzad avdus of the mashmia cannot be motzi the tzad chayrus of the shomea. Now the Gemara elaborates. Amar mar. We're about 10 lines up from the wide lines in the Gemara. Amar mar. Hakol chayav mitkiya shofar kohanim v'levim yisraelim. Every member of Klal Yisrael is chayav mitkiya shofar kohen levi and yisrael. Pshita. If Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim weren't Chayavim, meaning regular Jewish people, who would be Chayav in the mitzvah? Of course, everybody's Chayav in the mitzvah equally. Says the Gemara, no, Kohanim is Shrichale. The Chiddush is within Kohanim. Sakata dechamina, holuksiv yom trua yelachem. The Pasuk says, regarding Tekiah Shofar, yom trua yelachem, mandalese el betekiah dechad yoma, who the Mechayiv? The person who's, I would think that only the people who are part of the, who are bechlal tekiah for one day a year, meaning people who are chayiv in the mitzvah of tekiah shofar one day a year, which is on Rosh Hashanah, they're chayiv Rosh Hashanah. V'hani kohanim, b'kohanim, hoyel v'isnehu p'tekios tekol hashanah. Since kohanim are chayavim in the mitzvah of tekios all year round, what they're referring to, because they blow tekios on the korbanos, tichsiv, as the pasuk says, uskatem b'chatzotzos al oseichem, they blow the chatzotzos when they bring a korban ola, so em lo lechayvu. I might think they're not chayv in Rosh Hashanah. Because you can't say the pasuk of yom trua by them. It's not a special day of trua. Because they're chayv all year round. Kamash malon, that they're still chayv here. Even though the pasuk says yom trua, I might have thought that they're not chayv. Kamash Malan, even though they're a part of the Karbanos all year round, they're still Chayiv. Asks the Gemara, me, dummy, is that at all comparable? Hasam Chatzotros. All year round, we're talking about the mitzvah with Chatzotros. But Hachash V'Hacha Shofar, here we're talking about Shofar. We're not talking about Chatzotros. We're talking about the mitzvah of shofar. So therefore you can't compare the tekiyos on the karbanos of chatzotos of kol hashanah to the tekiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah itself. So therefore, vis-a-vis the kohanim, the gzeiras hakatzos of yom trua yelachem is equally enforced. So what's the chiddush that the Brice is teaching me? That they're also b'chlal, the mitzvah. So ela itzrich, no, I need it for the following din. That I need, why does the Brice teach me that Kohanim are part of Tekiah Shofar? Because Sakata de Chamina, Holutzna, the Mishnah says, earlier we mentioned this Mishnah, An Chavav, Amid Beis, Shava Yovel, Le Rosh Hashanah, Le Tekiah, Le Brachos, again, not according to the view of the other Tana in the Mishnah, but according to Tana Kama, we treat the Shofar of Yovel like Rosh Hashanah for Tekiah, again, according to the Tana Kama, that they're both to be from Ya'el, from an ibex, Pashut, that's a straight horn, not according to Levi, according to the other there, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, Vila Brachos, and just as in Rosh Hashanah we say Machis, Zichros, and Shofros, so too on Yovel. So what would that imply according to Tana Kama? So therefore, man de isei b'mitzvas hayovel, he who is part of mitzvas hayovel, meaning regular Yisraelim, it's ve'isei b'mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah, v'hani kohanim ho v'lesnu b'chol b'mitzvas de yovel. But kohanim are not, so I would think only people who are part of mitzvas yovel are part of the mitzvas of tekiyos of kol hashanah, meaning regular Yisraelim. So, but v'hani kohanim ho v'lesnu, but kohanim are not part of mitzvas yovel in the same way that Yisraelim are. B'mitzvas de yovel, that's not, why? We'll see from the mission, we'll see Rashi explains the dinim, but what are we talking about? We're talking about the concept of Bati Arechoma. What's the concept of Bati Arechoma? That if you have a house in a walled city that was walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so if I own a house like that and I sell it to somebody, so I, who sold the house, can redeem the bias within 1 year of sale. And if I don't redeem within that 1 year, then I can never redeem it again, and the kona holds deed to the house until the end of Yovel. And if a person, but that's and that's not what that's all with respect to Bati Arechoma. If a person were to sell what we call a steachuza, which is a land of inheritance from the time of Chalukas Haaretz, when the land was divided up when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, so a person again can redeem it up until Yovel. But a person has to wait for 2 years. And that's before a person redeems it, they have to wait for 2 years. Or if a person is makdish, a person consecrates the achuzah to hakdish, they can redeem this the achuzah from hakdish. But if they don't redeem this the achuzah from hakdish, and then the gizbar, the treasure of hakdish, sells to somebody else, then the balam harishonim cannot be po to the field anymore. So what does this mean? This is all with respect to dinim of Yovel. Titznan, kohanim and levim mochrin la'olam, v'galim la'olam. The kohanim and levim, they can sell batei arichoma forever, and they can redeem them even after 1 year. And so too by steachuza, they can redeem them even within 2 years of the original sale. And by makdish steachuza, even if they were sold by somebody else from the gizbar, they can be poded forever. So the dinim of Yovel don't apply to Kohanim and Levim in the same way they apply to Yisraelim, because Yisraelim, with respect to the dinim of Yovel, again, just the halachos are a bit complicated, so let's review. When it comes to batei arichoma, if a person sells a house within a walled city that was walled from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, he has 1 year to redeem the property. If he doesn't redeem the property, then it's considered a permanent sale until Yovel. And if a person sells what we call steachuza, which is a land of tribal inheritance, so he has to wait for 2 years before redeeming the property. Once he waits for 2 years, he can redeem the property, and then if he waits till Yovel, the property goes back to him. And if a person if he's makdish steachuza, if he consecrates and donates a steachuza to Hakdish, so again, he has 2 years, he can redeem that property from Hakdesh, and if he doesn't redeem that property from Hakdesh, and the Gizbar sells it to somebody else who redeems it, he can never get it back. That's all true with Yisraelim, because this is within the Parsha of Yovel. But Levim and Kohanim, that's not true. So what's our point? Just as Levim and Kohanim have a different application of Mitzvah Yovel than regular Yisraelim do, so if, according to the Tanakhama, Tekiah Shofar is connected to the Mitzvah of Yovel, I might think that Kohanim and Levim aren't Bechla Mitzvah Yovel at all. So Ema aren't Bechla Mitzvah Shofar either. Ema, I would say, B'mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah, lo lechayvu. They're not part of the Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah either. Kamash Malan, even though the Mitzvah of Yovel is different, we don't pattern the Dinim of Tekiah Shofar completely after the Mitzvahs of Yovel. We still say that despite the fact that the Mitzvahs of Yovel apply in one way to Kla Yisrael, the regular Yisraelim, and differently than they apply to Kohanim and Levim, there's still Bechlal, the mitzvos of Tekiah Shofar. And that's the Chiddush, that HaKol Chayavim, even Kohanim v'Levim, v'Yisraelim. Let's see Rashi. There's a couple of long Rashis here that speak out some of these dinim with respect to what we're talking about of Goalim and Mochrim. So the Girsa in our Gemara, as it appears, is Kohanim v'Levim Mochrim L'Olam. They can sell forever, and they can redeem forever. Rashi has a girsa of, Rashi quotes the following, Chachi Yar Sinan, the long Rashi in Chaf Tesamid Aleph, Kohanim v'Levim makdishim la'olam. They can consecrate the property forever. V'go'alim la'olam. They can redeem it forever. So Rashi says, Zui girsas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi. That's the girsa of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, of Rashi's father. V'shara bosai, garsim mochim la'olam, v'go'alim la'olam. They can sell forever and redeem forever. V'shteya mishnahosim mesachas erechin. They're both mishnahos and mesachas erechin. U'bein makdishim, u'bein mochim, tarvayu mishnah yiserin inhu. And whether you say makdishim or mochim, there, it's an extra mishnah. El aydi detana hasim gabi Yisrael. But once the mishnah erechin there teaches us by, with respect to Yisraelim, ein makdishim lefnei yovel, pachus mishtei shanim, you can't be makdish a property before Yovel with less than 2 years, because you need to have at least 2 years before your poda. V'lo agol in achar hayova pach mishana. And with respect to being makdish to achuza, if you're makdish after Yovel, you have to wait a year before your poda. Tanaga b'kohanim makdishim v'goalim. So by kohanim it says makdishim v'goalim, because they're different than Yisraelim. V'aydi t'tana goalim u'makdishim gabi hadadi. So once goalim and makdishim appear together in one mission erechin, Tananami Gavi Golin de Mechira, Mochin La'olam. With respect to the Geula of Mechira, redeeming sold properties, they can do it forever. V'hachim Mokim Mesachas Erechin. That's what the Mishnah, the Gemara in Erechin Daf Chav Zayin says. Umahu Golin La'olam. What does it mean they can redeem the property forever? L'fi Shenemar B'Yisrael B'Mocher Bati Arichayma, that by Yisrael it says if a person sells
a house in a walled city from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. If a person fails to redeem it within 1 year, nachlat, it's considered a mechira chaluta, the mechira takes full effect. Ku'ulas olam tiela levim, the levim have the privilege of redeeming forever. That if a person sells an inheritance land, the person has to wait for 2 years before redeeming the property. But levim can redeem it forever. That if the bailim aren't poed to the sadeh, and the gizbar goes ahead and sells it to somebody else, so now the bailim harishon can no longer be poed to the sadeh. Ela yotz lekonim b'yovel, halavim goalin la'olam. Rather goes out to lekonim b'yovel. Levim have this chus of redeeming it forever. When we say that Kohanim are not part of Mitzvah Sayovel, that's referring to if a person is Makdish Te'achuza, and he didn't redeem it, and it was sold by somebody else. She'en Yovel Mafkia Miyad HaMakdish Im Levihu, Kedarach She'Mafkia Miyad Yisrael, because Yovel is not Mafkia from... Does not remove the kinyan miyad hamakdish im levi hu kederach shemafkia miyad Yisrael. That it's not mafkia from the hakdish of a levi the way it's mafkia from the hakdish of a Yisrael. Because if a Yisrael does it, it never goes back to him. Kamashman garsinan. The correct Yisrael Farashi says is kamash malon that they're bechlal the mitzvah. Velo garsinan nihi de lesnu bashmatas karkaos. Apparently, Rashi, there was a girsa floating around there that Kohanim are not part of the mitzvah of Hashmatas Karka. What's Hashmatas Karka? We discussed it in the first parak. Not only does Yovel have certain dinim attached with Bat Erechoma and letting the slaves go free, also the Karka is Hefker. You can't work the Karka during Shnasa Yovel, just like you can't work the Karka during Shnasa Shmita. Because Rashi says they are part of the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka. And whether they bought from even and if Kohanim buy properties from Yisrael goes back in Yovel. Because Levim aren't removed from the regular mitzvahs HaYovel. Or let's say, again, we know that if a person buys a property under certain conditions, it goes back after 50 years in Yovel. So whether that's a Kohen who buys from Yisrael, a Levi who buys from Yisrael, or Yisrael buys from the Ari HaLevim, which are the 2,000 Amos around their cities, that's the definition of Ari HaLevim, as the Torah describes in Parshas Maaseh. But Bat-Erechoma go back to them as well. So apparently Rashi had this girsa that other Rishonim seem to accept. Tosfos discusses this girsa that Kohanim and Levim aren't part of the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka of Yovel either, that the Karka going back after 50 years. And Rashi says, no, that's totally wrong. For sure they're part of the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka after 50 years. It's just that they're not part of the mitzvah of that if a person wants to redeem land, they have to wait for 2 years before redeeming it if they sell it. And when a person sells, and if a person's makdish a piece of karka and it gets sold to somebody else, the person can no longer be podeh. That they're not part of, but the regular din of Yovel they are part of. But for our purposes, when we're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah for Tkiya Shofar, that again the havni of the Gemara was because the din of Yovel don't apply universally to Kohanim the way they apply to Yisraelim. So I might have thought that so too the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, which according to Tanakhama, the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav, this pattern after the mitzvah of Yovel doesn't apply to Kohanim and Levim. So Kamash Malan, this din that applies to Kohanim and Levim, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, that's what our Bryce is teaching me. Says the Gemara from the two dots on the bottom of Chav Tesim and Beis, Misha Chatzu Avin, Chatzu Ben Chorin, somebody who's partially an Avin, partially Ben Chorin, Eino Motzi Loas Mino, Veloesha Eino Mino, he can't be Motzi somebody else, somebody like him or somebody not like him, because the Tzad Av de Shabo gets mixed up with the Tzad Chir Shabo, and that causes problems. Amr of Huna, Ula Atzmo, Motzi. But that implies he can be Motzi himself. Amrle Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna a question. Maishna lachirim delo. Why is that he can't be motzi somebody else? Delo asi tzad avdus umafik tzad chayrus. That his tzad avdus can't go ahead and be motzi the other guy's tzad chayrus. La'at monami. Lo asi tzad avdus tidei umafik tzad chayrus tidei. But for himself, his tzad avdus can't be motzi his own tzad chayrus. So it's the same problem. So how is it that he can't be motzi somebody else, but he can motzi himself? Ela Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says no. Af la'atmo eino motzi. Not only cannot be motzi somebody else, he can't be motzi himself either against Rav Huna. Taina mihachi. Mishachatzu avrechatzu ben chorin. The Brisa says as follows. Af la'atmo eino motzi. Even himself, he can't be motzi. Now we're talking about the Gemara elaborates on some of the dinim of Yatza Motzi. With the idea of Yatza Motzi Shomei Ka'ona, that if a person wants to be Motzi somebody else in a Chiyuv or in a Bracha, etc. We're going to discuss some of the dinim here on the bottom of Chav Tesim Abeis, Tani Ahava Brei Darbi Zera. So Tani Ahava Brei Darbi Zera, Kol HaBrachos Kulan, all of the brachos that we're talking about, whether it's a birchas hamitzvah, like Asher Kitsham Tzav Tzivanu Al Kriyas Al Mikra Megillah, or birchas hashavach, like for example, Shavar brachos, afal pi sheyatza, even if a person was already yotze their chiyuv, motzi, he can motzi somebody else in their chiyuv through the principle of Shomei Ka'ona. Shomei Ka'ona means that just as by hearing the bracha, as if I said it myself, so Shomei Ka'ona applies, even if the person who's being motzi has already discharged his own obligation. Why? So what exactly is the idea of yatza motzi? So Rashi gives a yesod that this is based on arvus b'mitzvos. The question is, how could yatza motzi work? I was already yotzi the mitzvah. So isn't it a bracha levatala, a bracha for waste, for me to go and be motzi somebody else? So Rashi says, no, because kol yisrael arevim zel hazeh, that each person is responsible for the mitzvos of Klai Yisrael. So therefore, part of my, again, it depends exactly how you say it, there's different Rishonim say it different ways. One way to say it is that part of my obligation in my mitzvah is to make sure that everybody is yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, again, you don't have to go that far. I can just say that even though I was yotzei my mitzvah, I'm still responsible to help other people be yotzei their mitzvahs, however you want to say it, that allows a person to make a bracha again. But this doesn't apply to birchas hananin. Chutz mi birchas halechem u birchas hayayin. Shim lo yatza motzi. Vim yatza eino motzi. Birchas hananin, though, where it comes to birchas halechem or birchas hayayin, like the bracha a person makes on wine or a person makes on bread, where if I wasn't yet yotzei myself, I can be motzi somebody else. But if I already was yotzei, I can't be motzi somebody else anymore. Why? Because it's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas hanan. And let's say I made a bracha on grape juice, and I made that bracha and I drank. I can't go make another bar pickoff, and it doesn't make any sense. I'm not getting any new hana. It's only by mitzvos where it's considered, even doing the bracha again, it's considered part of my mitzvah, or it's considered part of my general obligation to help other people do mitzvos, but by birchas hananin, if I haven't yet been yotzei, so Shomei Ka'ona still works. Again, because Shomei Ka'ona and Yatza Motzi aren't the same thing. Shomei Ka'ona is a separate principle. Shomei Ka'ona means that I can, my act can work for somebody else. So that works so long as I haven't yet been yotzei by birchas hananin. But by birchas hananin, once I've already been yotzei, then we don't apply yatza motzi anymore. So by Rava asks the following question, bottom of Chavtes, Amid Aleph going to Chavtes and Mebeis, birchas alechem shal matzah, u birchas hayayin shal kiddush hayom mahu. So how do you view this case? So this case is when birchas hananin and birchas hamitzvah get intertwined. Let's say it's a birchas hananin, like the bracha of lechem on matzah, that's also birchas hamitzvah. Or the bracha of bari pri hagafen on kiddush hayom. So on the one hand, these are birchas hananin. So we wouldn't say yatza motzi. On the other hand, these are birchas hamitzvah as well. Even if I was yotze, even though I was already yotze, so how do we explain it? So the Gemara says, kevan dechova hu, since it's a birchas hachova, so mafik, since it's an obligation to eat matzah on Lel HaSeder, or it's an obligation to make kiddush on Friday night
So it can be motzi somebody else. Odoma bracha lav chovahi. The bracha is not a chova. It's a berachas hananin. It's true, the act of the mitzvah is a chova, but the bracha itself is not a chova. So how do we view that? The Gemara brings... So what's the din? The Gemara brings a raya. Tashima. Damar of Ashi. Ki avinam bei Rav Pape. When I was by Rav Pape's house. Havim mekadesh lan. He'd be motzi us in kiddush. V'chi avi asi arise midabara. And when his poalim came home from work. Let's say they came home. They made late Shabbos, let's say. Havim mekadesh lu. He'd be mekadesh for them. He'd make kiddush for them as well. So even though we see from here is that even though a person was already yotze their chiyuv mitzvah, even and this is a birchas hanan, and we still apply the rule of yatza motzi. So we don't we in other words, we don't view this bracha as a straight birchas hananin, but rather it's characterized by the fact that there's a chiyuv mitzvah here. So therefore, the rule of yatza motzi still applies. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi in the bottom of Chavtes, Amid Aleph. Why is it that Yatza Motzi applies to Birchus HaMitzvah strictly? Rashi says, Af Bisha Yatza Motzi. Should I call Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh? B'mitzvos, because there's this principle of Arvus, all of Klal Yisrael are responsible for the mitzvos of each other. Chutz mi Birchus, so therefore, even though I've already been Yotze, I can assist somebody else's Kiyum HaMitzvah. Chutz mi Birchus HaLechem Ve'ayayin. With the exception of Birchus Hananin, Vishar Birchus Peros Verechane, or let's say Birchus on Brachos on fruits or smells, She'en Chova. There's no obligation. It's just that before a person makes a bracha, they can't benefit from this world. Ubizu Ein Kan Arvus. Arvus doesn't apply to Birchus Hananin. She'en Chova La Adam. There's no obligation to eat. Lolus Hanin V'lo Levarich. Don't. It's a bracha. Brachos, as many have explained, are matirim. They're not mitzvos. Since they're matirim, there's no arvus on them. They just permit food. So there's no arvus on matirim. But the Gemara wants to know, what about Chav Tesim and Beis and Tap and Rashi? Birchas halechem shel achilas matzah shemivarchin hamotzi, or birchas hayayin shemivarchin lefnei kiddush mahu. Al achilas matzah umekadish Yisrael lo tibayalach. Obviously, when the birchas hamitzvah itself of achilas matzah and mekadish Yisrael, that's not a question. That's a regular birchas hamitzvah. It's just the question only was the birchas hananin associated with the birchas hamitzvah. Ela birchas hamotzi ubirchas hayayin mibaylon she'ein baos elefi shemivarech tzarech sheyitom. The only reason why these brachos come about is because when a person makes a bracha, they need to taste. V'yafshalei hanos below bracha inami lo time ihu yafshalei yot, and a person can't make a bracha. A person can't get hana without the bracha, so the bracha is really a bracha sananin. Inami, another reason why a person has to make a bracha, has to taste no matter what. Lo time ihu. Let's say he doesn't taste from the food. Somebody has to taste from the food. That's the rule. So, my, what's the din? Keva de chova hu, achilas matzah, chova alav. Vechin kirish hayom, chova alav. Hana. So hana is part of the deal. V'hana yefsha b'lo bracha, and therefore the hana necessitates a chiyuv bracha. Nimseis hamitzvah taluya bebrachas hana umafik. So it comes out that the mitzvah itself is tali on the birchas hana, and he can be motzi. O dilma birchas hana lav kova lemitzvah. The birchas hana is separate. Sha'af kol hanayos hino hages. It applies to kol Torah kula. So the din is a person can be motzi even by the Birchas Hanan in Shibbo, and not just the Birchas HaMitzvah Shibbo. And the Gemara ends off the parak with the following statement. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned from the rabbis. Lo Yifros Adam Prusa Lo Archim. A person should not break bread with his guests and say Hamotzi for them. Elin Kein Ochel Hima. Elin Kein Ochel Imam. Unless he's going to eat with them. Why? Because when it comes to Birchas Hananin, we don't say Yatza Motzi. So if he's going to eat with them, fine. If he's not going to eat with them, he can't be Motzi them in the Bracha. Aval, Pores, Hu, Libanav, Libnei Beso. But for your children, you can. You can break bread and make the Bracha. Kelechan Cham B'mitzvos. In other words, this din of Chinuch, apparently comes out, a big Chiddush, that we allow for Brachos Livatala. Really, because this is a Birchas Hananin, for the purpose of Chinuch Banim, because your kids won't necessarily know how to make brachos, so we have a more lax attitude, and we call a bracha levatala. Ubahal Megillah, when it comes to Hal and Megillah, which are mitzvot, af bishayotza motzi, even though a person has been yotze, they can be motzi somebody else, because yotza motzi applies to all mitzvot. The last Rashi here on Chavtes Amid Beis, before the end of the parak, lo yifros birchas motzi, a person should make the bracha birchas motzi, kidamrin la'el, she'ina chova alayim, it's not a chova on him, lo yochlu v'lo yivarchu. Don't eat and don't make the bracha. When it comes to mitzvot, we say yatza motzi, except for when it comes to your children, we have, because the mitzvah chinuch, we allow what otherwise would be called in halacha, bracha levatala, that a person can make the bracha without being yotza themselves. We'll stop the shir here.